B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Yud. We're going to start 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nera mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim nidoin mishum lechi. And just a quick recap, we learnt in the previous shiur that there's a concept called a lechi, which we've seen from the beginning of the Maseches, which is a post put on the side, on one of the two sides of the entrance into a mavui, a post which is 10 tefachim high, and that acts as a sign that beyond the post into the mavui you're allowed to carry, and outside the mavui you're not allowed to carry. Obviously it's a Rishus Arabim, or a Karmelis, or another Rishus that one is not allowed to carry into and in it. The question is, there's two different ways of positioning a lechi, a post. You can either position it in a way that you can see it only from the inside of the mavui, but if you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not so noticeable. Or you can have a lechi that's positioned in a way that when you're standing outside, it's noticeable, but when you're standing inside, it just looks or would seem to be a type of continuation of the wall, or it's not visible at all, and therefore you cannot see it from the inside. And that's a question of nireh mibachutz v'shoveh mibifnim. If it's only, you can only tell, you can only notice the lechi from the outside, is it considered a good lechi or not, to help for the inside? So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says that nireh mibachutz v'shoveh mibifnim nidoin mishum lechi, he says it's a kosher lechi. And we've discussed previously in the Gemara different opinions, and there are some chachomim hold like this, and some chachomim hold like that. Omar Rabba, umoisvinon ashmaitin. We can actually ask a question on this from a braisa, from a halacha that we've already learned previously. Chotzer ketano shenifrutzo legdoilo, gdoilo muteres uktano asuro. And we've discussed this a couple of times already. Let's get back into the picture. What's going on here? So for now, we're not talking necessarily about a mavui. We're talking about a chotzer. One is allowed to carry in a chotzer, provided that all the homes opening into the chotzer and sharing the chotzer have made an eruvei chatzeris. But there are certain conditions. In order to be able to carry in this chotzer, it has to be a chotzer, it mustn't be breached, and there are a number of halachas. If the chotzer is breached open into an area that you're not allowed to carry in, then you're not allowed to carry in the chotzer either. What happens if you have two chatzeris that have an opening into each other? So all the while that each chotzer is clearly defined and there's just a doorway, an entrance between one and the other, then each chotzer is a chotzer in its own and does not interfere with the other chotzer. And you can carry, each chotzer can carry within its chotzer. If you want to carry from one chotzer to the other, you'll have to make an eruv between the two together. But now we're discussing each chotzer. Does it disturb the validity of the eruvei chatzeris of the other chotzer? If there's just a Pesach in between, then it does not. If, however, there's something, it's not clearly defined Pesach, we'll discuss soon what that means, then it's possible that one of the chatzeris could aser carrying in the other chotzer, and sometimes it's just a one-way street. One of the conditions of chotzer is that it has four walls. If any whole wall is broken open, totally open, even if it's less than 10 amos, if it's totally broken open, then one is not allowed to carry in the chotzer. What's considered totally broken open? We're going to have to see. But ideally, in the most ideal situation, every single wall of the chotzer should have on its right and on its left, which means part of that wall, either end of the wall, where the wall meets the adjacent walls, should have some wall there. There shouldn't be an entranceway going right to the end of that wall. So if you have a nice piece of wall on either side and there's an opening in the middle, providing it's not 10 amos wide, then that's just called a Pesach, an opening, and whatever's beyond the opening will not stop you and will not usher you from carrying inside the chotzer. What we're talking about here is you have a narrow chotzer and it's totally broken open into the wide chotzer. the chotza beyond it is wider. Let's now assume it's wider on the right and wider on the left. So if I'm now standing in this small chotza, the wall at the end of it is totally breached. If I'm standing in the big chotza, since the bigger chotza is wider than the narrower chotza on either side, then when I'm looking into the small chotza from the big chotza, I actually see there's a wall. The place where the wider chotza is wider than the narrower one, there's a wall there. And so therefore, relative to the big chotza, it's not completely breached open. And it's just considered a doorway. And therefore, the small chotza should not hinder the validity of the Eruvei Chatzeris of the big chotza, and one should be allowed to carry in the big chotza. However, the small chotza is totally open. Since it's totally breached open, then the fact that there's another chotza outside of it, which is its own entity, stops anyone carrying even in the small chotza. So no one can carry in the small chotza. Within the big chotza, they're allowed to carry. That's the halacha. Chotza ketano shenifrutzo l'gdoilo, gdoilo muteres, uktano asura mipnei sheik pischo shel gdoilo. And we've already discussed previously, there's a question exactly what these words mean, but either way, the small chotza is being disturbed by the fact that it doesn't have its own entity. It doesn't have a wall on the fourth wall, the wall that's broken into the big chotza. There's no wall there. It's only open. It's only breached, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in the small chotza. Now we have to take something for granted. We've been speaking about movui. Movui needs a lechi. It needs a post. It happens to be a movui only needs a post on one side. Over here, we're talking about chotzer. We're not talking about lechi, we're not talking about movui. We are talking about needing part of a wall to mark the sides of each one of the four walls of this chotza. Now, the Gemara is taking it for granted that whatever requirements we have of a lechi in the halachas of movui, the same would apply to the minimum amount of wall that's needed on the sides of each side of this chotza in order for it not to be called breached, for it not to be called porutz. So the Gemara says here, V'im Isa, the Gemara is now asking, according to you, Rabbi Barav Huna, that you hold that if a lechi can only be seen outside the mavui, it's a valid lechi for inside the mavui, k'tano nami tishtori, then why don't you say that that little bit of wall, which the larger chotza is wider than the smaller chotza, that little bit of wall, it can act as a heker, as a sign, similar to lechi. It's true that when you're in the small chotza, you cannot notice it. You only notice it when you go into the big chotza. So why is it different to a lechi mibachutz, that's nira mibachutz, and it's a valid lechi for the inside? So the added width of the wider chotza should serve as a wall, or as a part of a partition, as a recognition, as an opening, as a doorway, and serve that even for the small chotza. And then even relative to the small chotza, we should look at it as if it's an entrance, a pesach, and not a pirata, and you should be able to carry even in the small chotza. And the fact that the halacha is you're not allowed to carry in the small chotza would seem that if the lechi or anything that is determining and defining an entranceway can only be noticed outside of the area you want to use it for, then it's not valid. That would mean that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is not considered a good lechi. And this is a question on Rabbi Barav Huna. V'im Isa, if you, Rabbi Barav Huna, are right, that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is a kosher lechi, is nidoin mishom lechi, k'tano nami tishtari, the small chotza should also be muta, b'nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, because there is a bit of wall on either side of the narrow chotza, but it's not within the narrow chotza, it's beyond it, it's in the bigger chotza. Omar Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira is going to say a few short words, and we're going to have to discuss that. B'nichnosin koisle k'tano l'gdoila. Reb Zeira says, you're right. In the event that as soon as the small chotza ends, immediately right and left of it is the wall of the bigger chotzer, then you're right, that would pose as a lechi, as a frame, so to speak, of a doorway, and it would serve either even for the small chotzer you'd be allowed to carry in it. However, here we're talking about that the right and left wall of the narrow chotzer does not stop at the end of the chotzer. It actually continues into the area of the bigger chotzer. Rashi says it continues 2 or 3 amos into the bigger chotzer. So now, what we have a scenario where the wide chotzer, the walls of the wide chotzer are, let's take the northern wall of the small chotzer is the southern wall of the big chotzer. So that big chotzer, the southern wall of the big chotzer, has a protrusion on both sides of the entrance into the small chotzer. However, since the walls on each side of the small chotzer protrude right into the big chotzer, then those walls on the southernmost part of the big chotzer cannot serve as a lechi, a doorway for the small chotzer, since the walls of the small chotzer continue beyond that. And if you're looking at any of the diagrams whilst you're learning this Gemara, it will be very clear what the Gemara means. So Reb Zeira says, since the walls of the small chotzer continue into the big chotzer, we cannot use the little bit of wall of the big chotzer as a lechi or as a frame for the doorway of the small chotzer, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer. Asks the Gemara, okay, v'leima lovud v'tishtari. If the amount of wall on the southernmost wall of the big chotzer, which is the one which is sharing its wall, so to speak, with the end of the northernmost wall of the small chotzer, if it's only 3 tvachim or less than 3 tvachim on each side of the opening of the small chotzer wider, then why don't we say it's true that the wall of the right and left wall of the small chotzer protrudes into the big chotzer, but the gap between these extended walls and the end of the big chotzer is less than 3 tvachim. So let's just use the rule of lavud and assume it's just totally blocked up. And in the event that it was totally blocked up, then that whole area, which is virtually blocked up, can in itself be used as a lechi or as a frame to allow you to carry inside the small chotzer. V'leima lavud v'tishtari. Are you going to say that we're talking about a case where the wide chotzer is much wider than the small chotzer? So you may have 4 or 5 tvachim, 4 or 5 amos, however much it is, that the bigger chotzer is wider than the narrower chotzer. And in that case, you cannot say lovud. And then we'll understand that you cannot carry in the small chotzer. However, you cannot say that. V'hotonir of Adabar of Avimi Kameder of Chanina, Ktano be'eser, Gedoilo be'chasesrei. We learned explicitly in the Braisa that this case of a chotze ketano, shenifritza le'gedoilo, gedoilo muteres or ketano asura, is even in a case where the wider chotze is only 1 amma more wider than the smaller chotze. And therefore, assuming that the small chotze is broken open into the bigger chotzer exactly in the middle of that 11 amos wide chotzer, then you have just 1 amma to be shared on the right and the left. There's 6 tvachim in an amma. So the wider chotzer is only 3 tvachim wider on each side of the smaller chotzer. And then you have the wall of the chotzer itself, which Reb Zeira told us, the walls of the small chotzer going into the big chotzer. So how much have you got left behind that extra walls on the right and the left? You have less than 3 tvachim. So it should be lavud. The question comes back, why can you not carry in the small chotzer, assuming that that whole area is filled with lavud? And then it's a lechi, which is nira mibachutz. And according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, a lechi that's nira mibachutz serves even for the small chotzer, and you should be allowed to carry in it. Why is it also to carry in the small chotzer? Omer Ravina says, I'll tell you why. It's true that the wider chotzer is only 1 amma wider. And if it were in the middle, there would be 3 tvachim here, 3 tvachim here, or more accurately, less than 3 tvachim gap on the side of the right-hand wall, less than 3 tvachim gap on the side of the left-hand wall, we should say lavud, it should be mutter to carry inside the small chotzer. However, this amma is not split up exactly with 3 and 3, rather it's 2 and 4. B'muflogin mekoisel zeh b'shnayim, that means the right-hand wall of the small chotzer, which is going into the bigger chotzer, 2 or 3 amas, is 2 tfachim away from the right-hand wall of the big chotzer, and indeed we can fill that up with lavud. However, mekoisel zeh b'dalad, the distance between the wall, the left-hand wall of the small chotzer, and the left-hand wall of the big chotzer is 4 tfachim, and that's more than lavud. So if you haven't got lavud there, so relative to the small chotzer, we only have a, let's call it a lechi, on the right-hand side, not on the left-hand side, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in the chotzer. Says the Gemara, v'leimel lavud miruach echas v'tishtari. We know in Hilchas Mavui you only need a lechi on one side, either on the right or on the left. So we're going to assume that with a chotzer also. It's enough if you have a little bit of wall on either the right or the left. And over here I do have a, so to speak, a wall. It's only nira mibachutz, but I have a wall on one side, the side where there's only 2 tfachim between the right-hand wall of the small chotzer and the right-hand wall of the big chotzer. And that 2 tfachim will say lavud is as if it's filled, even if it's protruding into the big chotzer, and then it will act as a post, so to speak, a lechi for the small chotzer, which is nira mibachutz, it should be mutter to carry in it. That's what the Gemara is asking. Answers the Gemara, no. Rebihi da'omar bo'inon shnei pasim. There's a machlekes tanoim in chotzer. In Mavui, everyone says one lechi is enough. In chotzer, we said that one of the rules of chotzer is that it's not totally breached. What's the definition of not breached? It's a machlekes tanoim. We're going to see, according to the Tanakama, as long as there's a bit of wall on either the right or the left, it's enough. According to Rebbe, you need to have a bit of wall on the right and left of each wall. Rebbe hi de omar b'inon shnei pasim. The Tanya we learned in a braise, chotzer niteres, one of the ways that you're allowed to carry in a chotzer, besides for eruvei chatzeris, is b'pas echod. The Tanakama say one pas, one board, one piece of wall is enough. Rebbe oimer b'shnei pasim. Rebbe says, I need 2. And if so, in the case of our chotzer, if it's not exactly in the middle, you have 2 on one side, 4 on the other side, then I can understand that even if you say that a lechi which is nirim ibachutz is nidain kelechi, and you, since you can only have lavud on one side, therefore you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer, and that's the case we must be talking about. Says the Gemara, hi mai. Now we're going to have to discuss this a little bit deeper to see in what case exactly is does this halacha that we know, that chotzer ketano, shenifrotzo legedoylo, gedoylo muteres, v'ketano asura, we have to make sense of it to see how does it work, because there's a number of other opinions we have to take into account. And before we learn the next Gemara, just a short introduction, it will make it much easier for us to read the Gemara. There are 4 topics that have to be kept in mind here. Number 1, we just saw a braisa. A chotzer, in order to be allowed to carry in it, each of its 4 walls needs to have a bit of wall on each side. It may not be totally broken open. The Chachomim say a bit of wall on one side is enough. Rebbe says you need wall on both sides. There's another discussion, and this is a discussion we're going to see a Mishnah and Daf Yud Dalet. How wide does each of these parts of wall have to be? We know that in regular lechi and mavui, there's no particular width. A question is here, how wide does this post, the edge or on one side or 2 sides of the chotzer, how wide does it have to be? Tanakamas say kol shehu, any amount. And the truth is, it could be that it needs to be 1 tefach. But it's either kol shehu or a tefach, it's a question in the Rishonim here. According to Rabbi Yossi, you need to have 3 tfachim. Which means if we were to combine Rabbi Yossi with Rebbe we mentioned before, Rebbe says you need to have 2 walls, 2 parts of a wall, a right and a left on each wall of the chotzer. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you need 3 tfachim wall on the right, 3 tfachim wall on the left. According to the Tanakama, you need kol shehu on the right and kol shehu on the left. according to the Tanakhama we saw before, that says that you only need one pas on each edge of the chatzah, then you need to have either kol shehu on one side of wall to be kosher, or according to Rabbi Yossi, you need three tvachim on one side. There's another issue, which is Ravina. We said before, the bottom of the Daftes Amud Beis, Ravina splits the Amma. Let's remember, we're talking here about that the bigger chotzer is just one Amma wider than the smaller chotzer. You have six tvachim to play with. So the Gemara first understood it was three and three. And since the width of the wall itself is taking up some space, we have less than three between the wall of the small chotzer and the wall of the big chotzer on each side. And then we would use lavud. But that's how the Gemara understood. There's three and three. Ravina said, no, it's two and four. That one Amma is split up with two tefachim on one side, four tefachim on the other side. You will be able to say lavud on one side, not on the other side. And there's one more issue, and that we just saw before, which was Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said before that the reason you're not allowed to carry in the big chotzer, in the small chotzer, sorry, is because the walls of the chotzer are protruding into the big chotzer. And then we have an issue that you cannot use the southernmost part of the wall of the wider chotzer to serve as a post, which is called nira mibachutz, but to use as a post for the smaller chotzer, because the walls, the right and left hand walls of the small chotzer, protrude into the big chotzer, and therefore we have to resort to lavud between the protruding parts of the small chotzer's walls in the big chotzer and the right and left hand walls of the big chotzer. We need to use lavud. But before Reb Zeira, we understood that the wall of the small chotzer ends at the end of the small chotzer. And then immediately beyond the small chotzer, you have the right and the left-hand side of that southern wall of the big chotzer. So that's something else that we have to discuss. Because in the braisa that we mentioned, in the halacha, more accurately, it just says, it doesn't tell us whether the walls protrude into the walls of the small chotzer protrude into the big chotzer. That Reb Zeira said that. It doesn't tell us whether it will split up three and three, tvachim on each side, or two and four. Ravina suggested to us two and four. That wasn't explicitly said. All we know is what we just read, and we know one more thing, and that is Reb Adebar Avdimi said that the bigger chotzer is one amma wider, which is six tefachim wider, than the smaller chotzer. So besides for these two, Ravina and Reb Zeira, we've just discussed, we have the two machlokes tanoim. Does a chotzer need to have a bit of wall on one side or two sides? Does that little bit of wall have to be any small amount, or does it have to be at least three tefachim? Those are the four things we have to take into account. And combining those four, we have to understand, number one, the small chotzer is osur to carry in it. Why is it osur? Is it a chiddush? Is it not a chiddush? And number two, the big chotzer is mutter to carry. Could it be that's also a chiddush? And why is it mutter to carry in the big chotzer? Because don't forget, we've been discussing till now whether the little bit of wall on the right and on the left of the bigger chotzer, that's protruding beyond the width of the smaller chotzer, we want to use that as a post for the small chotzer to allow us to carry in the small chotzer in using the rule of nira mibachutz, v'shova mibifnim, is nidoin kelechi. But let's remember, that little bit of wall on each side also serves the big chotzer. For example, just for argument's sake, according to Ravina, you've got two tefachim on one side, four tefachim on the other side. If you hold that every wall of the chotzer needs to have a bit of wall on both sides, and if you also hold that each of those walls have to be three tefachim, we're going to have a problem. Because this big chotzer, if it's split up two and four, it doesn't have, then that southernmost wall of the big chotzer doesn't have enough wall. And then why can you carry in the big chotzer? So we have to make sense also of the big chotzer that's mutter, also of the small chotzer that's osa, and decide which is the chiddush. And we're going to do that by combining different combinations of these four topics that we've just discussed. And now we'll read the Gemara inside. It's extremely straightforward. Hai mai. I omros bishloimo nira mibachutz v'shove mibifnim einoi nidon kelechi. Let's not go, let's not follow the opinion of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Let's take the opinion of those that argue with Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. And they say that Nireh Mibachutz and Shoveh Mibifnim is not called a lechi. So before we start, we understand why you cannot carry in the small chotzer. Because the small chotzer is totally broken open. It doesn't matter if its walls are continuing into the big chotzer or not continuing into the big chotzer. Inside the small chotzer, there's no bit of wall. On either side, you cannot carry in the small chotzer. And that goes without saying. So it must be the chiddush is that you can carry in the big chotzer. Let's understand that. So Verebi Sovar Lo Kiribyesi. Rebbe holds that you need to have a wall on both sides. And he also holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need to have at least three tfochim on both sides. Udrav Zeira, Udravina, Lesa. He has to hold not like Rabbi Zeira and not like Ravina. Not like Ravina that it's 4 and 2. They must hold, like we said, Lekatchila, it's 3 and 3. And also, it must be that he doesn't hold the Rabbi Zeira. And the truth is, he can hold the Rabbi Zeira, but he doesn't have to hold the Rabbi Zeira. Because Rabbi Zeira is telling us that the small chotzer is protruding into the big chotzer. That's an irrelevant point now, because we're talking here now about the big chotzer being allowed to be used, not the small chotzer. The big chotzer, it must be that you have three on each side, and then it must be not like Ravina said. It must be that it's 3 and 3, not 2 and 4. If so, I can understand that the ktana, that this added detail, that the small chotzer is 10 amas wide and the big chotzer is 11 amas wide, I understand that. Because if the big chotzer was any smaller than that, you would not be allowed to carry in the big chotzer. It's only because the big chotzer is a whole amma more than the small chotzer. It's a whole 6 tvachim wider. And 6 tvachim is split up with 3 and 3. I need 3 tvachim on each side, because I hold of Rebbe who says I need wall on both sides, and I hold of Rebbe Yossi who says I need 3 tvachim wall on both sides. And therefore, if the big chotzer is a minimum of an amma wider than the small chotzer, I'm allowed to carry in the big chotzer. If the big chotzer was less than that, then I wouldn't have 3 tvachim on each side. I would not be allowed to carry in the big chotzer either. Since we hold like Rebbe that you need a wall on each side, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi who says I need 3 tvachim on each side, that's why I need to have the big chotzer to be 6 tvachim wider than the small chotzer. Eloi omras nirah mibachutz v'shomer mibifnim nidon mishum lechi. If you're going to say that a lechi or a wall that's only noticeable outside is considered a lechi, and then we're going to have an issue, why is the small chotzer not allowed to carry in the small chotzer? Because I have the little bit of wall on either side of the big chotzer, which is called Nireh Mibachutz. Why does that not serve the small chotzer? So it must be Udreb Zeira, Udrevina Isya. It must be that I hold also of Reb Zeira that this wall of the small chotzer is protruding into the big chotzer. And therefore, it's not to be taken for granted that I can use the little bit of extra wall of the big chotzer. I can only use the walls of the big chotzer if there's less than 3 tvachim between the right-hand wall of the small chotzer and the right-hand wall of the big chotzer, and the left-hand wall of the small chotzer and the left-hand wall of the big chotzer. V'rebi loisava lok Rabbi Yossi. And we have to hold that Rebbe does not hold of Rebbe Yossi, which means that Rebbe holds you need a bit of wall on both sides, but it doesn't need to be like Rebbe Yossi. It can be just a little bit of wall on each side. But I need to have, I need wall on both sides. And since we hold like Ravina, since we hold like Rebbe Zeira, that the walls are going into the big chotzer, and we hold like Ravina, that I only have one side, 2 tvachim, the other side, I have 4 tvachim, if so, on the left-hand side, which is 4 tvachim, I don't have a post there. And since we hold like Rebbe that I need 2 posts, we're going to have an issue here. That's why you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer. Rebbe lo yisobah lok Rav Yossi, then gedoy lo ba'chadzesrei lomoli. If we hold like this, now we have a problem. I understand that in the small chotzer you cannot carry. You cannot carry in the small chotzer because I need to have a wall on both sides, And I don't have a wall on both sides because, like we said, even though you only need to have a mashu of wall on both sides, but you need that mashu, and I haven't got it because the walls, Reb Zeira said, that the walls are continuing into the big chotzer. And therefore, and according to Ravina, you only have two tvachim on one side and you have four tvachim on the other side, which means I only have a wall on one side. And therefore, you cannot carry in the small chotzer. But why do I need to have that the bigger chotzer is 11 amos wide? Bimonavshech, make up your mind. If the whole chiddush here is to tell us that you're allowed to carry in the big mavui, in the big chotzer, sorry, be'eser u'shnei tvachim sagi, then as long as it's eser plus a little bit of wall on each side, not because we're saying now that we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't need three tvachim on each side. It needs just a mashu on each side. A mashu, let's call it two tvachim, whatever you want, a tefach on each side, whatever you call it. But as far as the big chotzer is concerned, as long as I have a little bit here and a little bit there, it's enough. Why does the bigger chotzer have to be a whole six tvachim wider than the small chotzer? It's enough if it's the width of two minimum amount of walls wider than the small chotzer. Are you coming to say that the reason I need the big chotzer to be a whole amma wider than the small chotzer is in order to explain why the small chotzer you're not allowed to carry in it? Then even if the big chotzer was much, much, much wider, tell us a bigger chiddush. Tell us that even if the big chotzer is 100 amas wide, you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer. Because at the end of the day, the small chotzer does not have a post on both sides, even though you only need a minimum amount of posts. But the halacha is you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer. And as long as you don't have some post or some wall, even if it's near a mibachutz, but you don't have some on the right and the left, you already cannot carry in the small chotzer. Why am I limiting the big chotzer to 12 to 1 amma more than the small chotzer? If you're trying to explain to me why that I'm allowed to carry in the small chotzer, in the big chotzer, it's enough that it's a little bit wider than the big chotzer. I don't need the whole amma. The small chotzer, I don't need the whole amma. And if you're trying to tell me that the small chotzer is asur, well, that's even if the big chotzer is much wider than 12. Where does 12 come in? So if 12 does come in, it must be that we need the 3 and the 3. If I need the 3 and the 3, that must mean that it's in order to allow us to carry in the big chotzer, as we said before. And in the small chotzer, you're not allowed to carry. Irrespective of how close the big chotzer is to the small chotzer. Which means that even if the big chotzer was, even if the walls of the small chotzer were not going into the big chotzer, and even if the walls of the big chotzer could be used as posts for the small chotzer, nonetheless, you'd not be allowed to carry in the small chotzer. And that would be proof that a lechi that's nira mibachutz is not considered a lechi. And the whole discussion here is only what do we need to allow us to carry in the big chotzer. And for the big chotzer to carry, we need to have at least three tvachim wide on each side, which is your amma. Elo lav shma mino, we can deduce from here, nira mibachutz v'shove mibifnim, einoi nidoin mishum lechi shma mino. Therefore, it must be that, taking everything into consideration, that a lechi or a post for a chotzer, part of a wall for a chotzer, that's only recognizable outside of the lechi, outside of the mavui, outside of the chotzer, is not considered a lechi. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yosef, loy shemia li hoshmaitza. Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear this that Rabbah said in the name of Rav Huna, that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is nidoin mishum lechi. Omer le Abaya, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, at omras nialon, you told us this quote that we know now, that we know from Rabbah bar Rav Huna, v'ha omras nialon, and you added to us, you told us, consequent to the fact that nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim is nidoin kelechi, you said to Omer Rami bar Abba, Omer Rav Huna, you told us in the name of Rav Huna that lechi hamoishach im dafnoi shel mavui. If you have a lechi that's not protruding into the entranceway of the mavui, it's just a continuation from one of the walls the right or the left of the Mavi, and that's called Nira Mibachutz Vashava Mibifnim, then Pochis Midalad Amis, on condition that this extension, this Lechi, is less than 4 Amis long, Nidin Mishim Lechi. It's considered a Lechi, or Mishtamish Imchudei Apnimi, and you're allowed to carry from the innermost edge of this Lechi, as we've seen. Dalad Amis, if this Lechi is 4 Amis long, Nidin Mishum Mavi, as we've seen previously, that if the Lechi itself is 4 Amos long, then since 4 Amos is a size that in and of its own right it can be called its own Mavui, it cannot be seen as a Lechi that's defining the edge of a Mavui. Nidoin Mishum Mavui, v'osel ishtamish bekuloi, this is not considered a Lechi, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in the whole Mavui. V'at omres lon alo, and you, Rav Yosef, added on to us, based on this, Shma Minot Tlas, that from this halacha you just mentioned from Rav Huna, we know three halachas. Shma Minot Bein Lechoyayin Osu. The very fact that it says, Umishtamish Im Chudoy Apnimi, you're only allowed to carry from the innermost edge of the Lechi, that's one halacha we know, that between the Lechi, that means flash with the Lechi itself, you're not allowed to carry in a Mavui. Ushma Minot Meshech Mavui Ba'arba. And we also know that the minimum size of a Mavi is 4 Amos, since you said that if the Lechi is 4 Amos, it cannot be seen as a Lechi because it's the size of a Mavi itself. And we also see that a Lechi, even though it's only seen from the outside, not from the inside of the Mavi, is a kosher Lechi. V'Hilchos says the Gemara, Nira mibachutz v'shovem mibifnim nidoin mishum Lechi. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta v'hilchasa. We just now had a whole Gemara that we've tried to learn from the beginning of Daf Yud that proves from the whole story with the two chatzeros that nirumi b'chutz v'shavim b'bifnim is not considered a lechi. And now you're saying that loch is like that? Says the Gemara, in yes. Mishum detoni Reb Chiya kavosei. If you remember on Daf Tes Amud Beis, Reb Chiya brought us a braisa that says explicitly nirumi b'chutz v'shavim b'bifnim is considered a lechi, and we rule like that braisa. Continues the Gemara. Varochov me'eser yemait. This is going back to our very first Mishnah, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We saw there that harochov me'eser amos yemait, if the entranceway of a mavui is wider than 10 amos, you cannot just put a lechi there and carry in it. You have to be memait, you have to minimize the width of the mavui. How do you do that? By putting up posts, either putting up a board or a wall, or putting up some posts that each one is less than 3 tvachim and using lovud. Either way, you have to minimize the size of the entrance. And we've already learned that Rav Yehuda says you don't need to minimize the entrance. Rav Yehuda says even wider than 10 amos. The Gemara adds on him, Yesh le tzuras ha-pesach, if however there's a tzuras ha-pesach on the entrance of the Mavui, then afal pishu rochov me'eser amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos, ein tzorich lemait, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Tona, we learnt in a braisa, and this was not explicit in the Mishnah, but the Ritva on the Mishnah, and we explained the Mishnah that way, as we just saw, that harochov me'eser yamait, that we did see in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda oimer ein etzorich lemait, even though the Mishnah doesn't explicitly say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an entranceway of a mavi can be wider than 10 amos, in the braisa it says it explicitly. Va'ad kamo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide is an entranceway of a mavi allowed to be, that if you can just put a lechi there and carry in the mavi? Sovar Rav Achi kameid Rav Yosef lemeima. Rav Achi suggested to Rav Yosef the following: Ad shloish esri ama ushlish, till 13 1/3 amos. Where does that come from? We'll see. V'kal v'choymer mi pasei birois. What pasei birois? Pasei birois are beams. They are type of posts which are on each of 4 corners around a pit. What was going on? A pit is typically 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. It's considered a Rishus HaYochid. If you have such a pit in a Rishus HaRabim, it's seriously osa to draw water from that pit and remove the water into the Rishus HaRabim next to it. It's considered carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. However, in the time of the Aliyah LeRegel, when Klal Yisrael were making the trek up to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachomim wanted to allow them, even on Shabbos, to be able to drink. How are they going to drink? So the Chachomim made a special kula. And that is take posts, and we're not learning now about the details of these posts, we're going to learn about them later. But you take a post and put them on each of the four corners around this pit, and then these posts, because of their positioning, their depth, their width, then they are considered as walls, and anything inside within the confines of these posts is considered a Rishus HaYochid, and you could then draw water from the pit onto the area beyond the pit. How wide was there allowed to be between one pass, one of these posts and the other? That's what we're going to discuss now. Those are the Pasei Birois, the posts of the pits. Uma Pasei Birois, Shehitarto Bo Porutz Meruba Aloimid. Even though, and we're learning more about this soon, there's a concept called Porutz Meruba Aloimid. If the breach of a wall is larger than the amount of wall that actually exists, then the porot overrides the oimid, and in some cases it's as if the oimid doesn't exist. However, in the case of Pasei Birois, that was one of the kulas, that even though the each pass is very narrow, we'll learn how narrow later on, but it's very narrow, and the area between one post and the next is very wide. So ma Pasei Birois shehitarto ben porot meruba loimid loihitarto ben yoisim shlosha she'ama ushlish. Rabbi Yehuda said that the distance between one post and the next, one corner and the next, may not go beyond 13 and a third amos. Where does that come from? So Rashi explains it's the amount of distance that you have to have two sets of four bulls or oxen going through side by side. Every ox is 1 1/3 amos, times 8 is 13 1/3 amos. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's as wide as the gap between the two posts is allowed to be, not more. So the Gemara says, if Pasei Birois, where you allowed Porutz Meruba Aloimid, nonetheless you didn't allow a gap more than 13 1/3 amos, we can take it for granted that Movi Shaloyitarato by Porot Muruba Loimid. We know that with Movi the rule is that if the part of the breakage of the opening of a Movi is larger than the part that's not broken, then the Movi is possible. It cannot be that Movi is more kula than Pasei Birois. And if Pasei Birois is limited to an opening of 13 1/3 amos, we take it for granted that the opening, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, of a Movi may not exceed 13 1/3 amos. Says the Gemara, no. Vianu Senis, maybe I'll tell you the opposite. Pasei Birois, Shehitarto ben Porot Meruba Loimid, Loitatir ben Yoisem Ishloish Asyama Oshlish. Only because we allow Porot Meruba Loimid, and we had to do that, as we explained, to allow people to drink, therefore we were more machmir, and we didn't allow the entrance to be wider than 13 1/3 amos. But Movi Shaloyitarto by Porot Meruba Loimid, but Movi that we don't need to resort to that kula, we can allow ourselves a different kula regarding the width, the opening in a Movi. Tatir bo yesem yud gimel amis ushlish. Maybe over there, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that even more than 13 1/3 amis is kosher. Inamiu, I could say the opposite. Leidoch kisa. Pasei Birois da akilas bu chad kula. Okil bu kula chrina. Maybe no. Maybe Pasei Birois da chachomim already were makel with porots murba loy made. So they were makel even to the extent that they allowed an opening of 13 1/3. But Movi, maybe Movi, where they were more machmir not to allow Porot Meruba Loimid, maybe they were even more machmir than Pasei Birois, klal klal loy. And as far as learning from Pasei Birois is concerned, maybe it's not allowed to be more than 10 amos at all. Now, we know that's not the truth. We know it's explicit in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einei tzorich lemait, he definitely allows more than 10 amos. But you cannot learn from Pasei Birois. Because maybe from Pasei Birois, we would actually say that only Pasei Birois, you can go up to 13 1/3, but Movi not. And therefore, bottom line, Rabbi Yehuda does not learn out, we cannot learn out either way from Pasei Birois. So Rabbi Achi wanted to learn from Pasei Birois and told Rabbi Yosef, till 13 1/3 amis, no, that doesn't stand, we cannot learn from Pasei Birois. Continues the Gemara, Toni Levi. Mavuishu Rochov Esrim Amor. Now we're moving into another sugya. What happens if an opening of a Mavu is 20 amos wide? Well, it says in our Mishnah, if the Mavu is more than 10 amos, you cannot use a lechi. And the Mavu is possible, you're not allowed to carry there. What happens in the event that I have a Mavu that is 20 amos wide and I want to be able to carry in the Mavu? What do I need to do to the entrance of this Mavu to allow me to carry in the Mavu? Noyetz kono beemtzeisoy. This is what Levi said. The Braisa put a pole standing up in the middle of it. V'dayoy, and that's enough. And then on either side, I won't have more than 10 amos, and then it's okay. Hu tonila v'hu omar lo de'ein alocha k'oisa mishnah. It's true that Levi said that there is such a Braisa that says that you can put a post up, but he himself said that halacha is not like that. It will not actually work. Some say not that Levi himself said that you cannot use such a post. Rather, Shmuel said in the name of Levi that the halacha is not like that Mishnah. Either way, there is such a quote that you can put up a post, and either way, either Levi directly or Shmuel in the name of Levi, either way, halachically, that does not stand. Why can you not use such a post? So Rashi tells us there's a concept which we're about to learn on Amud Beis. There's a concept of osi avira dahai gisa, and avira dahai gisa umevatele. When you have an upright post, and we'll soon see it's not only if it's a thin post, however wide it is, but the airspace on either side is larger than the post itself, then it overrides the post and it's called porot, it's not called oimed. So here too, you have 10 amos on one side, 10 amos on the other side, and a post in the middle, then we disregard the post and we consider the opening as being an opening of 20 amos, and we have an issue with that. Eloheicha ovid, so what can we do? So you can't put a post, what can we do? And here the Ritva says, look in the Mishnah, you'll see what to do. Make a tzuras ha-pesach. We learned that if you make a tzuras ha-pesach, even if it's much wider than 10 amos, the mavi is kosher. So the Ritva says that should have been the answer, that could have been the answer, but in the event that wasn't feasible for whatever good or bad reason, we're now going to see what other solutions are available. Omar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Oise pas gavoya asora. You take a post, a board of 10 tvachim high, because anything to do with walls, mechitzos, has to be 10 tvachim high. You take a board of 10 tvachim high, b'meshech arba amos, 4 amos wide, umamidoi leorkoi shel mavui, and you put it into the opening of the mavui. We learnt on Amud Aleph that the minimum width of a mavui is 4 amos. So 4 amos is considered a mavui. So what did they do? They took a 4 amos post and they put it lengthways into the mavui, which means that you have 10 amos on one side and 10 amos on the other side, but you actually have a wall partitioning the two sides of the mavui going into the mavui for the distance of 4 amos. So it's as if I have 2 mavuis. If I have 2 mavuis, then I don't look at the 20 amos as being one entrance way that's too wide. I look at it as 2 entrances, one to each of the mavuis, of no longer than 10 amos, no wider than 10 amos. And that's kosher. That would be one way of looking at it. Inami, or another way of dealing with this mavui would be Kedar of Yehuda. The Omer Rav Yehuda, we have a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is actually not talking about a mavui of 20 amos. He's talking about a mavui of 15 amos, which is also too wide. But let's see how he got out of the 15 amos, and we'll do the same with the 20 amos. Mavui shu rochav 15 amos, marchik 2 amos, v'oise pas 3 amos. If you have 15 amos opening, leave 2 amos gap, and put up a board going along the width of the mavui of 3 amos. And now the board, you won't say osi avira dahai gisa and avira dahai gisa mevatele. Even though you have 10 amos on one side of this board opening, I only have 2 amos on the other side. So this board will not become bottle because of the airspace on either side. I have 2 amos, and then I have the 3 amos board, and then 10 amos opening. As long as I don't have any one of the openings being larger than 10 amos, it's okay. So that's what he did to minimize 15 down to 10. The last five, he had two adjacent to the wall of airspace and then a post of 3 amos. And we can apply that to our mavui of 20 amos. You can do this on both sides. You have 2 amos on the right-hand wall, from the right-hand wall of the mavui, and then put a post of 3 amos. Do the same on the left-hand side. 2 amos away from the edge, put in a post of 3 amos. You'll be left in the middle with not more than 10. Or another option would be, you could actually take a post of 6 amos and put it 4 amos away from any one of the walls. And then you again won't be left with an entrance of more than 10 amos, and the mavui will be kosher. Asks the Gemara, Va'amai. We're now asking Rav Yehuda. You, Rav Yehuda, what did you say? You said take 2 amos space and put a board of 3 amos up, and then you don't have more than 10 amos entranceway. Va'amai, I'll give you another suggestion. Yase pas amo umechza v'yarchik shtei amos v'yase pas amo umechza. We know that, and as we discussed a little bit on Amud Aleph, whenever we want to have a wall, it's always preferable that there's a little bit of wall on both sides. So over here, in the case of Rav Yehuda, he said put a board of 3 amos, 2 amos away from the right-hand wall and 10 amos away from the left-hand wall, which means that either opening doesn't actually have a wall on both sides of it. Now what we want to gain is that at least the small opening of 2 amos should have a bit of wall on either side. So put up a board flush with the right-hand wall of the mavui, 1.5 amos, leave a gap of 2 amos, and then put another wall of 1.5 amos, and then you'll have a gap of not more than 10 amos, and then it will be kosher. So the Gemara is asking, why did the Rav Yehuda not suggest that? Shema mino. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why not. Oymeid meruba ala porutz mishtei ruchos loy hava oymeid. Over here, we have a gap of 2 amos with a 1.5 amo wall on each side of it. So do we say that since the gap is 2 amos, it so to speak overrides the 1.5 amo wall next to it, and it's as if the 1.5 amo wall doesn't exist? Or do we say no? Let's take the 1.5 amos wall on each side of this 2 amo gap. Let's look at them as being one entity of 3 amos, and they will override the gap, and we'll look at it as if it's closed, which is what we want. We want to close this opening. So the Gemara says the fact that Rav Yehuda didn't say you should do this would seem that we do not merge the two sides of oymeid, two oymeids, in order to nullify the airspace in between them, if the airspace in between is bigger than each one independently, each board independently. And since we don't say this, it must be that we don't combine the two. That's what the Gemara says. That Shema Mino, Oymeid Meruba ala Porot Mishtei Ruchis, if the Oymeid overrides the Porot only by taking into account the Oymeid on both sides, Loi Hava Oymeid, that's not called that the Oymeid overrides what's in the middle, and therefore you're still left with the Porot of 2 overriding the 1.5. And then again, you have an opening of 15, you don't have an opening of less, says the Gemara. No. Lo'oilam Eimelecha Hava Oymeid. The truth is that in another case, we would say that 2 oymeids on each side of a gap, even though the gap is larger than any one of the oymeids, but if the 2 oymeids together are larger than the gap, they will override the gap. It will be called closed. For example, if you have a wide opening and you put in a board on one side, at the beginning, the rightmost side of the opening, and a board on the leftmost side of the opening, even though that board is not larger than the airspace in the middle, but if the two boards together are larger than the airspace in the middle, they will override that airspace. However, over here it's different, because let's remember, one of these boards are not adjacent to any wall. There's an airspace on the right and the left, because what we're talking about here, 1.5 amo post, 2 amma gap, 1.5 armor post and then 10 armors open. So this second 1.5 armor post actually has a 2 armor gap on its right and a 10 armor gap on its left. And there we have a case where the airspace on either side is larger than the width of this post. Here we have the rule we mentioned before. Shani hocha de osi avira de haigisa, vavira de haigisa umavatile. Even before the 1.5 armor post on one side of the 2 armor gap and the 1.5 armor post on the other side of the 2 armor gap, even before they can merge to do away with the 2 armor gap, the 2 armor gap with the 10 armor gap on each side of the 1.5 armor post is going to override that 1.5 armor post. And it's as if it's not here anymore. And then we have a gap that's open all the way till way beyond 10 amas. That's why Rav Yehuda didn't make that suggestion. Asks the Gemara, okay, I have another suggestion. Why didn't Rav Yehuda say as follows? V'yaseh pas amo, why don't we make a board of 1 amma? V'yarchik amo and then 1 amma gap. V'yaseh pas amo and another amma board. V'yarchik amo and then another amma gap. V'yaseh pas amo and then a third board of an amma. And after that, you'll have not more than 10 amas left in the opening. It will be kosher. Let's remember, we're talking about 15 amamovu here. Shma mino, oy made kaporutz osur. Over here, on each side, the airspace on either side of the board is the same as the width of the board. It's oy made kaporutz. And since the oy made is not more than the porutz, that we disregard the oy made. We say that every amma gap overrides the amma board. And that's why Rav Yehuda didn't say that. Says the Gemara, no, don't bring me proof that an amma gap will override an amma post. No. La'olam eima l'cho, I'll tell you that mutar. If there's one amma post, one amma air, it's okay, it's called oymed. V'shani hocha, however, over here, da'osa avira da'hai gisa u da'hai gisa umavatile. The fact that on the left-hand most of these three posts, you have 10 amas on one side and 1 amma on the other side, which means that this post is not larger than either of the air spaces on each side of it, then the airspace of 10 amas together with the airspace of 1 amma after it will disregard that last post of 1 amma. And if you disregard it, again, we have an opening of more than 10 amas. Ask the Gemara, I'll give you a third suggestion. V'yarchik amo, why don't you leave an amo gap? And then v'yase pas amo umechza, and make a board of 1.5 amas. V'yarchik amo, and then leave another amo gap. V'yase pas amo umechza, and make another post of 1.5 amas. So now the post is larger than the gap on either side. And not only that, you have the 1.5 amas and the 1.5 amis boards, that the two together will override the amo in between. As we said before, that you have an oimid merubah laporutz. And since we combine the 1.5 amma board with the 1.5 amma board to be mevatel the airspace of 1 amma in between them, then this 1 amma will not gang up together with the 10 ammas and be osa avira dahai gisa and avira dahai gisa umevatelay, because we've done away already with that 1 amma space. So why did Rav Yehuda not give this suggestion? Answers the Gemara. Enochanam, he could have. The kule haylo itrach rabbonon. Rav Yehuda didn't want to trouble them to make two posts like this. He preferred just give them the idea of putting a 3 amma post 2 ammas away from the wall, and then you just need to put one post. He didn't want to trouble them so much. Asks the Gemara. Okay, we're talking here about very wide mavoi, and you've given us an idea, put in a post, and then on one side of the post you'll have a small entrance, the other side of the post you'll have your 10 amas, not more, and that will be okay. Where's the lechi going to be? Obviously in the main opening. The question is, maybe people will start using the small openings, and they don't have a lechi. And the fact that there's a lechi on the wider opening that's not going to be used anymore by the people, it will not be sufficient. Omer v'ada bar masna, chazoka in odom aniach pesach godel v'nichnas v'pesach koton. There's a chazoka, we take it for granted, that if a person's got an option of going through a wide entrance, he won't go through a narrow entrance. We saw previously in the Masechta already that Rav Ami and Rav Asi said that if you have an opening, even a small opening on one of the sides of the Mavui, then we're afraid people are going to start going through the side entrance and not go through the main entrance of the Mavui, and then we have an issue that the Lechi or Kaira at the main entrance of the Mavui will no longer allow us to carry in the Mavui. Says the Gemara, that's different. Hosam kamemait behilucha. Over there, where's the side entrance? On one of the sides, on the right or on the left. And it could be that that's a shortcut. If you want to go to the area beyond the wall of the Mavui, it's quicker to go through the side entrance. People will go through there. But here, hocha loy kamemait behilucha. Here we're talking about the same side of the Mavui. It's the main opening. It's just depending on, are you going to go through the 10 Amma opening? Are you going to go through the Amma opening? Of course, people will go through the wider opening. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hosam. We learnt in a Braisa. Oyer ho'asla. An asla was a type of a seat that was sat upon as a base hakise that was made of a strap on the right, a strap on the left, some opening in the middle, and people would sit on it, and that's how they would excuse themselves, very similar to the modern seats that we use today. And we know there's a halacha that when you have anything that's a tefach wide, if there's tuma underneath it, together with some tohir kelim, then there's tumas oihel, and any kelim sharing the same roof as a mace, everything becomes tomei. So what happens if you have under this, the oir aslo, under this seat, you have a tuma and you have kelim? Do we consider this as an amma, as a tefach, sorry, is this called a tefach and will transmit tumah to anything underneath it? So we saw in the Braisa, Oyer ha'aslo v'chalal shaloi mitzarfim b'tefach. The Braisa tells us the strap on each side of this seat, plus the airspace in between, all together are considered, we add them all together, and if there's a tefach between all of them, then it will transmit tumah. My oir aslo. Let's try and understand, how was this aslo made? How wide were the straps, and how wide was the airspace in between? Omar Rabbi Bar Barchona, Om Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Barchona said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, oir kisui shel beis hakisei. This is talking about the leather straps on the seat of the beis hakisei. The come on, how wide were these straps? Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Etzbo'ayim mikan. There was a strap of 2 fingers' breadths on one side, ve'etzbo'ayim mikan, and 2 fingers' widths on the other side, ve'etzbo'ayim revach be'emtza, and there was a 2 fingers' width space gap in the middle. Obviously, when a person sat on it, they would widen a little bit in order to allow a person to relieve himself, but in a position where no one was sitting on it, there was 2 tfachim strap, 2 tfachim open. And that is what we're talking about here. And these 6 fingers' widths together is what transmits the tumah. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Omar, etzba mechzo mikan. The strap itself was just 1.5 fingers wide. Ve'etzba mechzo mikan, and 1.5 fingers wide on the other side. Ve'etzba revach be'emtza, and only 1 finger's breadth in the middle. That is the width that transmits the tumah. Omale Abayla Rav Dimi. Abaya said to Rav Dimi, who said that you have 2 fingers, 2 fingers, 2 fingers, he had 6 fingers' widths altogether. He asked Rav Dimi, Mi plagisu, are you arguing with Rovin, who says that 4 fingers' widths is enough? Omale loy, we're not arguing. Hob Rav Ravto, hob Zutrasa. I was talking about 6 fingers' widths of the small finger, the baby finger. But Rovin is talking about the thumb. And the thumb is much wider, so 4 times the thumb is the same as 6 times the small finger. Omar Le, Abaye then said to Rav Dimi, it's true that an overall width of how wide this aslo has to be, the oyer aslo, you both agree, it's the same width, but you are arguing. Lo'i, in truth, plagisu. I'll tell you where you're arguing. You'll notice very carefully that you, Rav Dimi, you said 2, 2, 2. 2 fingers' widths of strap, 2 air and 2 of strap. Rovin said 1.5, 1.5, and 1 in the middle. It seems you're arguing, you're arguing whether this case that we have, that when you have an oimed, which is only meruba, it's only more than the porots, when you combine the oimed on two sides, that's where you're arguing. Leditcha, according to Yurav Dimi, have a oimed mishtei ruchos. You said two, 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 which means that the air in the middle is not larger than the board on each side. And each board is not larger than, not the board, each strap is not larger than the airspace inside. But the straps on each side are larger than the air in the middle when you combine the two. So you said two on one side, two on the other side, they combine to make four, and they override the airspace in the middle, and therefore we consider the airspace as being closed, and therefore you have a tefach. Lerovin, however, according to Rovin, miruach achas have oimed, mishtei ruchos lo have oimed. Rovin says, I need 1.5 of strap on each side and 1 of gap in the middle. And only in that case it's okay. I need to have that the oimed on any one side is larger than the airspace in the middle. And only then I'll override the airspace. But if the oimeds are only larger than the airspace when they are combined, there Rovin will argue with Yurav Dimi and say that they do not combine. And I'll prove to you, De'isol kadai toch loy pligisu, because if you both going to be in agreement on this, Lerovin hochi boy lele meimer. Why did Rovin say 1.5 strap on each side and 1 space in the middle? He needs to get to 4 fingers width, talking about the thumb. So why didn't he just say hochi boy lele meimer etzba ushlish mikan veetzba ushlish mikan veetzba ushlish revach beemta? Why didn't he just say that if there's 1.3 on each side and 1.3 in the middle, you'll get to your same width of 4 fingers breadths, and then it will be, you'll be able to use 1.3 on each side combined to override the 1.3 in the middle. The fact that he didn't say that, and he said 1.5 and 1.5 on each side and 1 in the middle, so I see from there that Rovin does not hold that you can combine oimeds. Ve'elomai pliginon. So what are you suggesting, Abaye, that we're arguing in this? That Rovin said that you cannot combine the two, and I, Rav Dimi, say that you do combine the two. Ludidi hochi boy lilemema, if you're right, I should have said the following. Etzba ushne shlish mikan, ve'etzba ushne shlishim mikan, ve'etzboaim ushne shlishim revach be'emza. Why didn't I say a bigger chiddush? Instead of me saying that there's two, two, and two, I should have said a bigger chiddush. I should have said 1 2/3 on each side and 2 2/3 in the middle, which is an even bigger chiddush, because the airspace is larger than the oimed on either side. But then you, Abaye, say that I hold that I would combine the two. I'll combine the two, 1 2/3, to override the 2 2/3. Eloiye kalameima de polginon, beporot koimed polginon. We're not arguing on that front, whether we can combine the two or not. We're arguing on a different front. We're arguing whether, if you have a oimed which is exactly the same as the porots, do we consider the oimed or not? According to Ayer of Dimi, I say two oimed next to two revach, that's considered an oimed. However, according to Rovin, no, it's only considered an oimed if the oimed is wider than the gap next to it, and that's why he said 1.5 of oimed of strap and only 1 of revach of space. And that's where we're arguing. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.